Welcome to my world, bitches.
Hey guys, it's Clean. Welcome to episode 2 of my podcast. Today we're going to talk about relationships and how our romantic relationships affect our friendships and our relationships with our parents and brothers and sisters, basically our family. And sometimes it can affect those other relationships in positive ways, and sometimes it could be negative. It all depends on your outlook and how you let people into your life. Before I get into that, I just want to say that today I did an interview with a close friend of ours on his podcast. His name is Reaper Rambo. I think I got that right. He interviewed me about mental health and I will probably also discuss that in another episode, but my oldest child has ADHD, and so he wanted just another look on things, I guess, from a parent who has a child with ADHD. If I can figure out how to put links on these or on my profile, I definitely will link that podcast or link his podcast in general. He's very good at what he does. Also, my husband has a podcast. His name is, we call him Smash. He is also very good at what he does. If I can figure out how to link these podcasts, I definitely will do that. Back to the matter at hand. Relationships. Now, I am 29 and I just married the man of my dreams. And a lot of people are like, man of your dreams, isn't that a little bit dramatic? No, it's not. Because I've experienced a lot of different relationships and been with a lot of different people. In that I kind of had, I was always changing who I wanted and who I thought I wanted to marry. And at 29, I just decided to settle down and get married because I finally found that. And so when I say man of my dreams, that's exactly what I mean. We're absolutely perfect for each other. And that's what makes this so fun, is because we know we're perfect for each other and we laugh about it and joke about it all the time. Now, when I say, how does your romantic relationship affect your relationship with your friendships and your family, is your partner pulling you away from those relationships, or is your partner pushing you towards those relationships? Another relationship that I will also discuss is the relationship that you have with God. Now, if you are not Christian and you don't believe in God, that is your belief, and I totally respect that. That's how you were raised, or maybe it's not how you were raised. That's how you feel. I'm not going to push that on you, but I am a Christian, and I do believe in God, and I have my own relationship with Him. And this is my podcast, so I will probably get to that at some point in this episode. First of all, I'm merely using my husband as an example, because he's a perfect example for a positive, way to have an effect on different relationships, in your life. when I first met my husband, I was actually really depressed, and I had just come out of a almost 3-year relationship with the man that I thought was the person that I wanted to be with. And I was clearly mistaken. I was blind, and that's a whole nother story for a whole nother episode. But, my husband came out of nowhere, and it was really funny because he, and I don't know if he wants me to, talk about certain aspects of his life before he met me, so I probably will not dive into that, but he has also had some experiences that I have had in the past as far as relationships go. And I think that was a big thing for us that brought us together, was because we knew what we wanted. We knew how we wanted to be treated, and we knew how to treat somebody, because obviously we didn't want to hurt anybody and we didn't want to get hurt. So that kind of brought us closer together. And in doing that, I learned a lot about him. He is a God-fearing man, and of course, him being a God-fearing man, that made it a lot easier for me to open up to him, because that was a belief that I've always, you know, believed, and is that, you know, God's always number one, and you always put everything in God's hands, and he's always opening doors for you. Well, we both believed that the relationship that we had just stepped in was a door that was opened for us. And honestly, I've had my times in my life where I questioned my faith, because I'm not perfect. Nobody is. I'm definitely not a perfect Christian. I questioned my faith quite a few times, and a lot of times I relied on my faith heavily to get me through certain situations. But when I met my husband, it became very clear to me that never again will I ever question my faith. Never again will I stray from God. And that was because my husband brought me closer to God. And I know a lot of people are like, you know, well, your relationship with God, that's just your relationship with God. Yeah, you're right. And in some forms, you do just have your one-on-one with God. But in a marriage, in a Christian marriage, I should say, not in every marriage, because like I said, not everybody believes the same thing that we do. They don't feel the same way we do. But in our marriage, we try to put God at the top. He's always our number one. We always look to him, not just for answers, but sometimes, like with me, I like to talk to him like he's my friend or my father, because, you know, as Christians, he is our father. And I just like to have simple conversations with him. And my husband is kind of the same way. And, you know, I had children before I met my husband. I have 2 little boys. Those are my children that I had. And when my husband first met us, when he first met my children, he started off with, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And he wasn't doing that to be mean. He was just, you know, he saw, you know, this woman might need a little help. And, you know, I love her, and I'm going to love her children, and I'm going to instill these values in them, which I had already tried to instill those values in them, but it was really hard doing it as a mother, because most children, or at least most boys, they look at their father for those types of lessons in life. Now, the father of my children, he is around, and he does help, but he doesn't see things the way that my husband does. They're totally different people. They have different beliefs, and that goes into the whole, you know, different person, different experience category. But it just fit for us. He was just, the way he taught the boys was just absolutely perfect. And he taught them to pray before every meal. Now, I come from a Catholic family. I was baptized Catholic. That's my Christian belief. And yes, Catholicism is a Christian religion. We are just not Protestant. There's a difference. But I'm getting way too into the religion aspect of this. He taught my children how to pray before dinner. He taught them how to, like I said, be respectful. And I think at that moment, that's when I realized, you know, this is where I want to be for the rest of my life. This is who I want to be with the rest of my life, and this is who I want to be for the rest of my life. And for me to finally have found somebody that not only made me feel that way, but made my children feel that way, that was what I have been looking for. You know, it didn't matter. Money doesn't matter. You know, looks, although my husband is very handsome. Looks don't matter. I just, at this point, that's what I was looking for. I wanted to find somebody who would treat us right, and especially my children, and they really needed that, and I really needed that. And because that's how I am when I'm in a relationship, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not going to hide things from you, because that's not a real relationship. If you cannot trust the person you are with, and the person you are with cannot trust you, that's not a relationship. That's a very lustful friendship, is what I would say it is, because that's not true love. If you're gonna lie and hide things from your partner, you probably shouldn't be together. Now, I can, if maybe it's a habit for you to lie, and you just can't get away from it, and you're trying to work on it, and you really do love that person, maybe. But if you just are going to continue to lie to this person's face, be dishonest, and just not care about it, you really don't even need to be in a relationship in general. And that's another thing that I love about my husband, is that he is 100% honest with me. Even if he knows it's going to upset me, which generally it doesn't, because I like to think, well, you know, he's being honest with me, so why would I get upset? He's very honest, and we're definitely the same way with each other. I don't lie to him, and he doesn't lie to me. And because of how we treat each other, it has affected the relationship that I have with my family. My family see me as more of an adult, I feel like, because I have more of an adult relationship with somebody. And that my husband is very close to my family. My mother loves him. My stepfather loves him. My brother loves him. My nephews and my niece love him. My sister-in-law loves him. My friends everybody that has met him and has been around him, they love him. My father died in 2012, and he was engaged to this woman, and she's a great woman. I love her to death. They had a child together, my little sister. I'm not gonna put any names out there, but she ended up getting remarried. And they, my husband hadn't met, them until our wedding. And as soon as they met, it was like an instant connection, and it was beautiful. And it was almost like they've known each other longer than, you know, longer than we've been together. It was amazing. And it's the same way. It's on the other side of that with his family. You know, I'm always trying to make sure that it's not just us spending time with my family. I'm trying to make sure that we spend time with his family, his mother, his father, his aunts, his uncles, his cousins, his sister. I want to make sure, you know, that we have enough time for everybody, because we are a family, and that's what family does. And when you're with somebody that's like that, you better keep them, because that is very rare. And the other thing is, friendship. I've had a lot of friends in my life. Some of them acquaintances, some of them friends, some of them close friends, some of them best friends. And the ones that have stuck around long enough understand that I have a life, and I understand that they have a life. And we text every now and again, we call, sometimes we talk to each other. You know, in the past, I've made time to hang out with them. They've made time to hang out with me. They got involved with my children, and vice versa, if they had children. But, for the most part, I've had relationships where the person, the individual, did not want me to be friends with a certain person. And, you know, to me, that's insulting, because to me, that's like, you don't trust me to be around that person, or to even talk to that person. If you can't trust me, then you don't need to be with me. And I think as at a younger age, I probably have done that too, where I said, you know, I don't like the way so-and-so acts, I don't like the way you act around them, I don't want you to be around them. But within time, I've learned that is wrong, and we really should not pull the people that we love away from the other people that they love. We really shouldn't do that, because we don't know what those people have been through together. And this, it all goes back to, if you cannot trust them, don't be with them. I have a really good male friend of mine. We've been friends since, Lord, I guess I was 15, and, I mean, we were such good friends that we would go to each other's house, or, I would go to his house, and I would talk to his mom, and his dad, and his brothers and sisters, and, we would all sit down on the couch together and watch a TV show, or I'd go downstairs and we'd play Xbox together, or whatever. We would do a lot of that, and that was fun. And, you know, when I would be in a relationship with somebody else, I felt like I couldn't do that. But to me, he was the person that I confided in. He was the person I trusted. And it was wrong for the person I was dating to say, yeah, you can't hang out with that person anymore because I don't trust them and I don't trust you. Okay, first of all, I've known this person longer than I've known you. And if you're going to keep me from that friendship, then maybe I should end this friendship. You know, and of course I never actually did that because I was young. But that, looking back, that's how I feel about it now. And, you know, of course, he's married and I'm married and we have our own lives, and I mean, we talk every now and again, but it's always about silly stuff. And my husband, I always let my husband know, you know, hey, you know, I talked to so-and-so today, and here, look at how funny our conversation was, or this and that, and my husband will have this little smile on his face because he knows and he trusts me. And that's true love. When you can absolutely trust somebody and you want them to be happy. And you don't want to take away that happiness. And I know, and in my husband's past, he's had relationships where they controlled who he could hang out with and who he couldn't hang out with. They basically ruined friendships because they just didn't like said person, or they didn't like how said person talked or whatever. And that is not your place to judge. It really is not, because nobody's perfect. I have tried to meet my husband's friends, almost all of them, and we try to hang out with them, and I love them. They're all great people, because honestly, my husband has great judgment in other people, and if I feel that way about him, then I'm gonna feel that way about his friends, and he's gonna feel that way about my friends. And so that's one thing about romantic relationships, is when you take away relationships that they've had before they met you, you're taking away a piece of them, and that's not fair. And I don't understand why people nowadays try to rip certain people away or out of other people's lives. Now, if they're negatively impacting your partner, like say your partner doesn't do drugs, or they don't get in trouble, and their friend is out there selling drugs, and I'm talking about like the hardcore stuff. I'm not talking about, let's all just be honest here, marijuana, that's nothing. I'm talking about the hardcore stuff, you know. If they're out there running around getting your partner in trouble, then yeah, okay, I could see where you can try to put your foot down and say, look, this is what I'm seeing, and I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, you can't force them to do anything, because they're still their own person, regardless of if you're married or engaged or whatever. They're still going to be their own person. But you can always put your opinion out there and make a couple of suggestions. Another good way to interfere in that is to maybe introduce them to some better people. And I'm not saying better people, I mean like people that have better morals. That's always a good way to pull somebody away from somebody that is negatively impacting them. I, however, have not been in that. I've not experienced that, but I know I have a couple of friends who have experienced that with their partners, and that's kind of what they did, and it worked in the long run. But I want everybody to realize that when you're in a relationship, a romantic relationship, it's not, and a lot of people say, it's 50-50. No, it's not 50-50. It's 100-100. You put 100% effort in, and they put 100% effort in. And I'm not talking about 100% effort working and making money, or 100% effort taking care of the house and taking care of the kids. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about into the relationship. I mean 100% trust, 100% attention, 100%, you know, acknowledgement and caring for them and caring about the relationship, constantly trying to uplift that relationship, constantly trying to better that relationship. And that is what a real relationship is. Some people might fail. Well, most people do, because like I said, we're not perfect. Nobody is perfect, and we're not always going to do the right thing. But what matters is that you're trying. And I'm sure I'm rambling on, but that this is just how I feel about it. And if anybody feels any differently, or even if you agree and you want to talk to me about it, you can always message me about it. I am open to suggestions. I'm open to advice. I'm open to any type of discussion. I want to reiterate that it's really not okay to pull the people that you love away from the people that they love. It's not okay. If you don't want to hang out with that person, then don't hang out with that person. If you don't want to be around them, do not be around them. It's really that simple. Give your partner some space. Let them go have time with their friends, and you can go have time with your friends. Or go take a bath, or, you know, eat something that, you know, your partner's not going to like to eat. So take that time to eat it if you want it. Or, you know, take a nap. Watch a show that they don't like to watch. It's not that hard. It's called give and take. That's what a relationship is about. Sacrifices and just honestly just trying. Trying to be the best person you can be for that other person. And if you do that, your relationship will soar. I promise. I know this is a little off topic, but I was on Facebook today and I saw a post about, I think it's pedigree. Yeah, I saw a post about this pedigree dog food. And this is what we have fed our dog, Elena, from day one, is the pedigree puppy chow. And come to find out, there was a recall on it, and then they put it back on the shelves. Well, there was a lady that had posted pictures of her dog's food that she had just purchased. Actually, she just opened it and just was about to feed her dog. And one of the pieces of dog food had shards of metal in them. And if you had looked through all the dog food in the bag, you would see more. So, this is the same kind of dog food that we buy for our puppy. And in seeing that, it disgusted me. So, my husband and I are trying to find new ways to feed our little Elena. Because she isn't quite a year old yet. She's still a puppy. We currently do not have the availability to go buy another, you know, 15-pound bag of dog food. Or even a little 3-pound bag of dog food. I'm cooking dinner tonight, and I was going to cook chicken cordon bleu, but we ate the cheese already because we're cheese lovers and we just cannot stand having cheese in the refrigerator and not eating it. I think I'm going to make chicken parmesan tonight, and I might just pull a chicken breast out for Elena and cook it without the seasoning, you know, just a plain chicken breast, no bones, no skin. And I think I'm going to cut it up for her. And because chicken is something that they commonly put in dog food. But another thing that I read, and I thought this was interesting, was eggs. If you cook, like, scramble eggs for your dog, scramble them, cook them really well, that is a very high source of protein and vitamins and minerals for your dog. I didn't know that. I thought that was very interesting. So now, like, when we eat our eggs, now we can feed Elena eggs. Also, another thing is bananas. With all the fiber and stuff, it's also good for dogs to eat a banana. Now, a lot of these things you should limit because they can't eat quite like we can. But still, it's nice to know that I can actually not feel guilty for eating something so delicious while she has to eat this dry crap in her bowl. So I think tonight we're gonna fix her a little treat. And I'm really excited to see how she does with that, because if she does well with that, I might move on to eggs. And I will say, another thing that I have fed her from day one is yogurt. They say it's really good for infections and stuff in dogs, as if you feed, like, maybe just, like, a tablespoon of yogurt every day. It's good for dogs, surprisingly. Blueberries, that's good for dogs. Grapes are not good for dogs. There's just a whole list of things that I did not know you could give your dog. And I know that is so off the topic of relationships, but I just had to put that out there because I started recording for this podcast, I read that and I saw that, and my husband and I were talking about different things that we could feed her, so I was doing a little research, and I thought I'd throw that out there. If you didn't know, now you know. You can give your dog food, like human food, like, and here's a plate of dinner for you. A candlelight dinner for you and your dog. Don't do candlelight, actually. I don't know how other people's dogs are, but Elena would go straight for that candle. Poor thing. She's the smartest dog, but sometimes I worry about her. But that's it for my podcast today. I know my podcasts are probably shorter than most people's podcasts, but, you know, I'm just trying something out. I want to see how many people this will reach. I welcome feedback and suggestions. And just remember, like I said in my first podcast, or I don't know if I said it in my first podcast or my first episode, but I am not really good at speaking. I'm trying really hard to get there, to get to where I can stay on point and whatnot. I do have a little bit of ADD, so focus is not my strong point, but I definitely do try, and I appreciate those who do take their time out of their day to listen to my episodes and to who actually find them entertaining or helpful. Hopefully I will find another interesting topic for next episode's podcast. And if anybody has any suggestions on what that could be, hit me up and let me know. Until then, later.